Thank you for tuning into Cybercrime Magazine's CISO Minute, a weekly mini podcast episode with insights and advice for chief information security officers. I'm your host, Teresa Payton, former White House CIO. The CISO Minute is sponsored by KnowBe4, the world's largest platform for new school security awareness training, which includes unlimited simulated phishing attacks. Join KnowBe4's more than 27,000 customers worldwide to manage the ongoing problem of social engineering. Welcome to another episode of the CISO Minute. CISOs at large enterprises may have been best known for getting thrown under the bus in the aftermath of a data breach. Now they're making a reputation for themselves as tech's most wanted and highest paid. It's a fact that every company has been hacked or will be. So CISOs are being heralded for their ability to plan for the worst and to react calmly, legally, methodically, and swiftly in response to cyber intrusions. Some Fortune 500 corporations are giving their CISOs seven-figure pay packages. The Los Angeles Times reports that big companies are paying big bucks to its top cyber fighters. In 2016, annual CISO compensation in the largest U.S. cities was topping out at between $380,000 and $420,000. Cybersecurity Ventures has observed a gradual uptick of those figures, and we expect to see an increase in the number of organizations that will move the needle to the $500,000 to, yes, $1 million range over the next 5 years. Cybercrime Magazine is published by Cybersecurity Ventures, your trusted source for cybersecurity facts, figures, and statistics. Visit us on the web at cybersecurityventures.com. The CISO Minute is sponsored by KnowBe4, the world's largest platform for new school security awareness training, which includes unlimited simulated phishing attacks. Join KnowBe4's more than 27,000 customers worldwide to manage the ongoing problem of social engineering. I'm your host, Teresa Payton, and we'll be back next week with another episode of the CISO Minute.